This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word HOWWEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Oh, that's funny. Advocate violence.
And if you look at some of these places that have done this, they've already seen crime go up.
We can tell the difference, and I'll guarantee you that you'll be able to tell the difference. If you come here and riot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Almost paradoxical that on the one hand they want to be relieved of the restrictions, but on the other hand they don't want to get vaccinated.
Does anyone else have an example of a paradox?
Democrats have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. Explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If they had a vote, if they could somehow get it to a roll call vote in the House, how many Democrats do you think would vote to expel Maxine Waters? I'm going to guess zero. You know, in the old days, you know, even 5-10 years ago, you might say there would be one or two, what they used to call them, blue dog Democrats or yellow dog Democrats. I can't remember which color they used. I think it was blue dog. And they would vote and say this was outrageous what she said, you know, especially in this tense situation in Minneapolis, going there, demanding a police escort and then basically telling the mob if they didn't get what they wanted, they should riot in the streets. But I don't think you get a single Democrat voting to expel her. It'll never come to a vote, but that would be my thought. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, isn't looting and burning now considered a legitimate full-time job?
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? Are they having unionizing jobs among the Antifa types like they did among the Amazon workers in Alabama? By the way, did you see today in Needham, Massachusetts, the Amazon wants to build one of these huge warehouses right on 128? Seems like a good idea because a lot of these targeted office buildings are probably never going to be what they were. But one of the town leaders in Needham said, "We don't want Amazon. We want an aspirational company in there." Amazon is not aspirational? I don't get it.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. We didn't change the deaths in the nursing home sector. We merely changed the parameters of the allocation. What the folks in the community need to know is that those 1,200 deaths were actually because of New Hampshire dropping its mask mandate.
He's been basically incognito since Chris Sununu dropped the mandatory mask mandate in New Hampshire. And yes, I understand that many stores and even some communities are keeping up the mask mandates, but it's a step in the right direction. The only thing I would say to the caller, Charlie Bacon, the governor of Massachusetts, you forgot the word protocols and sectors. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter the final week of competition to fish with Captain Dave, we also celebrate Great Patriots Week and honor the bravery of Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott. Their heroism in the moments leading up to our revolution echoes still, America.
With liberty and justice for all, unless you're a white police officer.
Right. Or unless you're a white guy who's shot by the police. Not that you didn't deserve it, but you're not going to get a riot in your honor. Unlike the guy who was shot in Minnesota yesterday, or the teenager who was shot in Maryland last week, or the guy who was shot in Oregon. And as Grace wrote about in her new column in Spectator US, the Oregonian newspaper wrote in a tweet, "The man who was killed was a white man in his 30s, according to sources with knowledge of the investigation. The Oregonian / Oregon Live is identifying the man's race in light of social unrest prompted by police shootings of black people." In other words, nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
No borders, no peace. No borders, no peace.
What? I didn't catch that first word, the second word after no.
No borders, no peace. No borders, no peace.
Am I missing something there, Taylor? No bothers?
I guess he was saying no borders. It was hard to hear.
Okay, sorry.
If Derek Chauvin is found not guilty, there will be looting and rioting. And if Derek Chauvin is found guilty, there will be looting and rioting.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. It's kind of like winning the World Series or the Super Bowl in certain cities.
Is Maxine Waters inciting violence, or is she community organizing?
Either way, let's play the Maxine Waters cuts. Someone mentioned that it sounded like she used a double negative when she was talking about fighting for justice. Cut number 9.
If nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice.
If nothing does not happen, okay, maybe we quote you on that, Madam Chairman. Madam Chair, excuse me.
Maxine Waters was speaking off script. That's right, she was off her prescription.
Wow. It takes a lot of chutzpah to demand a Capitol Police escort to protect you and then go out into a mob and say, basically, burn, baby, burn if we don't get what we want.
You know what's really scary? Biden's operating at warp speed.
When it comes to ruining everything, he is operating at warp speed. I agree with you.
Howie, I'm very happy today. I'm working at home and I didn't get blocked by the virtual marathon.
See, there's a guy who's happy. You know, if you have some kind of disability and you need some medical delivery, like, say, an oxygen tank, and the delivery is on Monday, you have to make alternate plans if you live along the route of the Boston Marathon, because everything is blocked off for the entire day. Not today.
Maxine Waters should be charged with premeditated stupidity.
She's a recidivist when it comes to that crime.
Sleepy Joe can fall down, trip, bumble, fumble, stutter, stumble, slur, forget, pause, and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, and he never gets called out on it. And if Jen Psaki is asked about it, all she says is, hey, you know what he meant. Come on.
And Yossi, I know how proud you are of the people of Japan are. And you've got a Japanese boy coming over here. And guess what? He won the Masters.
You imagine if Donald Trump ever said something like that. A Japanese boy.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. press 2 for the Chump line. Leave your message anytime between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we will play the message. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more Chump line messages, you can hear the overflow Chump line messages in Chop Chumps. We post them around 7 o'clock Eastern Time every weekday evening. Get your Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show radio podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter the final week of competition to fish with Captain Dave, we also celebrate Patriots Week and honor the bravery of Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott. Their heroism in the moments leading up to our revolution echo still. America.
If Derek Chauvin is found not guilty, there will be looting and rioting. And if Derek Chauvin is found guilty, there will be looting and rioting.
He summed it up in a nutshell. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Superbeats heart chews by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Maxine Waters be expelled from Congress?
Yes.
97% say yes.
All right. They had the closing arguments today. That means you make your pitch to the jury. And after the closing arguments, I guess, were over, the defense attorney for Derek Chauvin went up. His name is Eric Nelson. He went up to the judge, It wasn't a sidebar conference. It was an open court, and he just pointed out what the hell had happened with Maxine Waters, about how you had a member of Congress basically calling for an insurrection. In this case, that's what she was calling for, an insurrection, if the verdict didn't come back their way. So we're going to let you hear. This runs about a minute 20. This is the first, it starts out with the lawyer for Derek Chauvin, the response of Judge Cahill, and then the state prosecutor, a guy named Steve Schleicher. And basically, the lawyer for Derek Chauvin is asking for a mistrial. And I And the judge agrees he's got pretty good arguments on appeal. I don't think they're going to throw the case out, but it's an interesting development. Listen to how it unfolds.
So, but my phone gives me alerts on things that just happened. I mean, you can't avoid it. And it is so pervasive that it is, I just don't know how this jury, it can really be said to be that they are free from the taint of this. And now that we have U.S. representatives threatening acts of violence in relation to this specific case, it's mind-boggling to me, Judge.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. But what's the state's position?
Your Honor, the state's position, first and foremost, and this is a concern I raised at the beginning of the proceedings, you know, well into jury selection, is that we can't allow statements like this, vague statements, to be considered a part of the record on appeal. If there's a specific statement that a specific U.S. representative made, then there needs to be some sort of formal offer of proof with the exact quotes of the exact statement or some kind of a declaration. And I'm sure Mr. Nelson can do that if he thinks that that's something that's appropriate. I don't know that...
Vague statements? There needs to be some formal offer of proof Your Honor, I'd like to issue an amicus curiae, friend of the court, sound cut here with Maxine Waters. Cut nine.
If nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice.
Your Honor, that was not the complete sound cut. I would like, speaking as the prosecutor for the state of Minnesota, I would like to hear the entire cut, because I'm sure that there are these comments should be viewed in context. Cut seven.
I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it. But I know this: we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes. And George Floyd is waking so many people up, yet nothing has happened. Just, you know, despite the rhetoric, like what needs to happen that's different this year than all the years before?
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict. And we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congresswoman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Those are vague statements, though, you know, vague. What's so what? That's what the prosecution says. Of course, what can they say? I'm sure they didn't like hearing her come in and taint the jury pool. I don't understand why this jury, though, isn't sequestered. I never have understood that. I understand why they didn't want to change the venue, move the trial out of Minneapolis. But, I mean, you think they would sequester them, because they always tell the juries in high-profile cases, you don't get much more high-profile than this, certainly not in Minneapolis. That you know, when you go home tonight, don't watch TV news, don't listen to the talk radio, don't even turn on the radio, don't read the newspapers, don't go online, et cetera, and to the news sites. And then in the morning, in a lot of these cases, they ask the each juror, did you watch it? No. But, you know, it's all BS. We all know that. Everybody on that jury knows what Maxine Waters said. They knew before, before the what's going to happen, as the Chump Line caller said, whether it's a guilty verdict or it's a not guilty verdict or a mixed verdict. They're going to there's going to be riots, and there's going to be more looting and destruction. And it's a tough thing. And that's why he's probably going to be convicted, you know, because they figure they're going to get less rioting. I don't know. That would just be my prediction. All right, we're going to take some more calls. When we come back, we'll take a lot of calls in the next couple of segments. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We have some more sound from the judge. He denied the motion for a mistrial, but he really, really laid into Maxine Waters. And again, I guess it doesn't matter because she's a member of multiple protected classes. So, her constituency, I don't know. If they were going to throw her out, they had just cause many elections ago. But anyway, this is kind of embarrassing to the Democrats to have the judge going after somebody like this, even if he does throw out the motion by the defense to declare a mistrial. Go ahead.
I'm aware that Congressman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution to respect a co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions and that there is not in any way a prejudice to the defendant beyond the articles that we're talking specifically about the facts of this case. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot.
How about have some consideration for due process? How about some consideration for the concept in Anglo-American jurisprudence that one is innocent until proven guilty? I guess Maxine's not into those kinds of esoteric theory. 844-500-4242. There is more breaking news on the riot front. Remember, Maxine Waters wanted Donald Trump tried for murder. She said that. We played the cut earlier today. No need to go over it again. Today, the medical examiner in D.C. has ruled that U.S. Capitol officer Brian Sicknick died from strokes the day after the riot. They've officially announced a cause of death. Diaz, he's the Francisco Diaz, he's the D.C. medical examiner. He released a timeline saying Sicknick was sprayed with some kind of irritant. They call it bear spray. I'm not familiar with that. About 2:20 p.m. on January 6th, collapsed about 10 p.m. that evening. That was after I think he talked to his family and said he was okay. And then died at a hospital about a little under 24 hours later on January 7th. So much for his murder, quote unquote. 844-500-4242. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Howie. I don't know if you're aware, after Maxine Waters caused a riot last weekend, five people were shot in a bar not far from there, and three are dead, two are wounded. That was reported this morning on America.
Where is that?
And
what town?
Right nearby where she was rioting with those rioters.
Well, she was speaking. She wasn't technically rioting, but she was egging them on, shall we say.
Inciting a riot. Let's call it what it is, because they call us all sorts of names. Let's call her a name. And because she's black and a woman, we can still call her what she did. She was inciting a riot. Anyway, thank you, Howie. Have a great day. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Sue. 844-500-4242. There were several other horrific incidents over the weekend. As you know, a suspended Austin, Texas police officer. He was suspended for after he was charged with sexually molesting a 14-year-old relative. He killed his estranged wife, his daughter, and the daughter's boyfriend. And no white people involved in that incident. And then there was a shooting at a tavern in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's where Carl Rittenhouse killed the so-called Antifa activists, two of whom were ex-cons, one of whom was a five-time pederast. That means he went to prison for raping five little boys. There was a shooting at a tavern in Kenosha. Three people were killed. I think it was I know that I've seen the mugshot of the shooter. He was not a white supremacist. Let me put it that way. I don't know who. I haven't seen the pictures or the descriptions of the victims, but there was a lot of shooting. There were riots going on in Chicago, as you know. This kid, Adam Toledo, was killed. He was with a 21-year-old. They were firing guns at cars. The cops told him to put down the gun. And he was putting down the gun, and just as he was putting down the gun, he had put down the gun, I guess, the cop shot him. But you could see the gun in his hand immediately before, so CBS cropped the video, so you couldn't see the gun in his hand. And so that's a big thing now. Remember that name, Adam Toledo. You'll be hearing a lot more about it, but there was a woman, a little girl, you're not going to be hearing too much about. Her dad was taking her to a McDonald's, 7 years old. I think this was on Saturday afternoon, and she got caught in a gangland crossfire and was killed. But, you know, she was killed by a gangbanger, not by a cop. So nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. Did I say Kenosha? It's Kenosha, Wisconsin. I knew where it was. If I said it wrong, I apologize. It's near the Illinois line, but it's Wisconsin. Roland, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, I'm from New Bedford, but I used to live in Minneapolis for about 17 years.
Yeah.
And there were things I saw there, like Tony Boza, who had been chief of police in New York, was appointed chief of police in Minneapolis. And boy, did he get heat when he came out and said the sole purpose of hiring police is to keep the underclass in its place. You know, and of course he met all poor people that don't right. own their own homes. And then one of the local papers, I think it was the Reader or the other one, had a big cover story on cowboy cots, and it showed all these full-page mug shots on cots that were like bullies to people. And I'm white, and I was at the receiving end of some of that attitude too.
And yeah, the thing is. There have always been tough cops in everywhere, and there are good and bad cops, just like they're good and bad in every class of people. And I don't think you can hold that against them. And St. Paul in the 1930s was known as one of the places you could run away and be protected if you were on the lam, like Hot Spring, Arkansas was, where Bill Clinton grew up. Same thing. The political machine was controlled by hoodlum types. So, I mean, you know, we think of Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Mary Tyler Moore show, and she's throwing the beret up in the air and all that. But, you know, there's always been a less sunny side, shall we say, to the Twin Cities. Thanks for the call there, Roland. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's have Jen Psaki being asked about Maxine Waters' statement today at the press conference. And she doesn't really come out very strongly against it, in spite of what you might see on the headlines. Listen to the actual sound cut. Cut six.
Does the president agree with what she said about getting more confrontational?
Well, I can speak to the president's view. He has been very clear that he recognizes the issue of police violence against people of color, communities of color, is one of great anguish, and it's exhausting and quite emotional at times. As you know, he met with the Floyd family last year and has been closely following the trial, as we've been talking about, and is committed to undoing this long-standing systemic problem. His view is also that exercising First Amendment rights and protesting injustice is the most American thing that anyone can do. But as he also always says, protests must be peaceful. That's what he continues to call for and what he continues to believe is the right way to approach responding.
Boy, what a tepid statement that was. And by the way, did she say anguish or anguish? I didn't quite catch that word. Anguish?
Does the president agree with what she said about getting more confrontational?
Well, I can speak to the president's view. He has been very clear that he recognizes the issue of police violence against people of color, communities of color, is one of great anguish, and it's...
Anguish. Anguish. Okay. Whatever's going around at the White House, I guess it's infecting the staff now as well.
much more contagious than COVID.
English. All right. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. As I'm listening to all of this, I'm just thinking, you know, these Democrats are calling this bill in Congress that is just going to totally trash all of our rights. We have attacks on law-abiding citizens. And what I don't understand is, why aren't these different mayors, governors, et cetera, enforcing the laws that are on the books already? Why are they not making these people who are burning the cities and destroying other people's property pay? Those of us who are law-abiding,
because they think there's less pushback from letting the mobs loot and riot and burn and vandalize to their heart's content than there is for cracking down on them. Because if you crack down on them, you're Trumpian, you're a nativist, you're a xenophobe, the litany of charges they'd make against anybody who cracked down, Barbara.
Well, I think we need to restore law and order, Howie, and we need to enforce the laws and ordinances on the books, right down to the parking violations, because that's where it starts. And thank you for your show
I agree. And you know, the Biden administration says they're not going to use words like alien. I mean, alien is in the federal criminal code. Illegal alien. What are you supposed to call them? It's ridiculous. There's a citizen and there's an alien. What is wrong with being called an alien? An alien just means you're not a citizen of the country. A legal alien is someone who has a legal right to be in the country. An illegal alien means you have no right to be in the country. But, under the Biden administration, it just means you get even more handouts than the average U.S. citizen, which is pretty damn generous enough to American citizens. Thanks for the call, Barbara. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years in a row. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but at an auction, the buyer pays. In this market, with so many more buyers than sellers, you may not even need a broker. All you might need is an auction. And with an auction, you don't have to give up 6% or more of your take. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs, like Cape property, suburban property. Others are losing ground, urban, commercial, retail. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
844-500-4242. Did you, the judge, when he was saying that, well, you know, we told him not to watch any TV or to read any media accounts. That was just what I was talking about, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I mean, everybody knows, including the rioters out in the street that are making their Molotov cocktails. They know that the people on the jury are watching and keeping a close eye on what's going on. But you have to say that. It's one of those things. I used to call it a white lie. I guess you can't call it a white lie anymore. What kind of lie would you call it? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
You know, I just wanted to mention quickly that, you know all this, you know, burning down the cities and defunding the police. And, I mean, Biden already admitted what it's all about. It's so they can destroy it all and then build it back better. That's their whole game plan.
Yeah, but you and I know they're not going to build it back better. I mean, look, the Castro era in Cuba finally ended today after 61 years. You know, I mean, they were supposed to come in and restore democracy and make Cuba the jewel of the Caribbean. And they've destroyed the entire place. This is what happens. I mean, even with the Castro's gone, communism lingers on. Totalitarianism remains in effect. Dissidents are still jailed. I mean, it takes a long time to come back. It's easier to destroy than it is to create something, especially a vibrant democracy and a free market economy. And they just want to trash it. And I don't get it. They're not going to benefit from it long term any more than anybody else is. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie.
And
I don't understand how Maxine Waters could get away with saying what she said. I mean, if Donald Trump said that, the federal marshals would have been there. The FBI would have been there. Special forces would have been there. He would have been in leg irons, handcuffs. And he'd be waiting arraignment right now in court.
Well, yeah, Jonathan Turley made that point in a Fox News column today. He said if there were any charges that they could have lodged against Trump, they would have lodged them by now. And you're right. They have no charges against him. Trump was a lot more measured in his comments than Maxine Waters was. And she wanted him tried for murder, premeditated murder, which I think is the definition would be first degree murder. Premeditated murder. And now it turns out the only one who was killed, Ashley Babbitt. And they're not filing charges against the cop who did that. The cop who died, unfortunately, Brian Sicknick, suffered two strokes. The medical examiner's report came out today. Art, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, hi, Howie. First-time caller. Thanks for having me on.
Quickly, Art.
I wanted to make a thing about the George Floyd thing. The only chance that officer has of any kind of fair trial would be if he gets put in front of the jury with one of his fellow officers doing to him what he did to George Floyd for 9 minutes. And if he survives it, then obviously it's survivable and not a death sentence.
Well, The medical examiner's toxicology report said that George Floyd had 11 times the normal amount of fentanyl in his system, and that some people have died with three times the amount. So that with one quarter of what he had in his system can kill most people. I'm Howard.